MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Corey. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Corey. A shy kid.
Shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name's Doc.
Hi, Doc. How's it going?
Good. Yeah. Still feels weird missing
does.
A name.
It does. The timing is all off.
Yeah. My name is Corey, and I'm Doc.
We're working on that.
We're working on it.
Yeah. For right now, you just get us.
Yep. We actually were going to have somebody sit in tonight, and they canceled last minute.
But we're too intimidating for them.
Yeah, so they're not getting this job.
Yeah, that's a stellar first impression, huh?
But yeah.
Hashtag no shy kid.
No
shy kid, no.
Shy kids, no.
So you're left with us two assholes.
Yep, that's it.
For a little while, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, for like 10 months almost now, I'm into a year-long challenge of growing a beard.
Right. Who challenged you?
I challenged myself.
Okay.
It was really
so
just a sort of, yeah, it was like a
nobody
self-righteous
cared.
Type of thing, yeah.
Nobody gave a shit.
Nope.
It was just your
cared.
Idea, and you're like, challenge accepted.
Exactly, yeah. pretty much, I turned 30, and I was like, I need to shake some shit up. And I was like, I know, I'll just stop shaving. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And I'll see how long the beard will get. And, you know, I figured, too, like, it was...
That's the best thing to do when you turn 30 is try to make yourself look older than you are.
Right?
Yeah.
Think of how youthful a 31-year-old I'll look.
Yeah, that's true.
I also, I managed to lose some weight. In this year.
Did you?
So when I shed the beard, it'll look even more apparent that I had lost like 20, 25 pounds.
Nice. Yeah, it was unnoticeable because of the beard.
Right? Nobody can notice. Like, my face got slimmer, but the hair got thicker.
Yeah. just all canceled each other out.
Facial dimensions didn't change at all. It just, it's all puffy. But yeah, so I challenged myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little self-serving, but... I also figured, too, like, I tried to think of some way to, like, spin it when I initially did.
I'm doing this for charity.
Yeah, like, and then I thought, no, this is just wacky.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I post, like, share, like, make it part of the, like, super ironically.
Really? Like,
yeah, just
here's
like,
another beard picture.
Yeah. Like,
please retweet.
Join the community. Share, like, retweet. Yeah, exactly. All that kind of stuff. I did that initially. Now it just sort of is it's just an update picture with some sort of beardy pun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's like hashtag year of the beard, rock
I just
down
went
to
the
beardy
beard.
Avenue. Yeah, exactly. But since I've been on, you know, it's like when you buy a new car, suddenly everybody on the road has a new car.
Yeah.
Or my wife will attest to this, but like if you get pregnant, you only see pregnant women around.
Really?
You know, or if you're trying to get pregnant, you only see pregnant women. It's same sort of phenomenon.
Cosmic torture.
Well, it's really just you're more perceptive to those things.
Yeah.
And
that's like when you first hear a new word and then you start hearing it a bunch.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I've sort of become aware of some other people that are doing year long thing. I thought too that I had come up with the hashtag year of the beard. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And
yeah.
I came into my head and I put it down and I started tweeting and Facebooking with that hashtag.
Right.
And then realized that hashtag has been used well before I
really?
Started growing my
beard. People doing the same thing?
I guess. Did it mean
something else?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's the
Bear
year.
D.
The year before you come out of the closet, you have a year of the beard. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I may be tied into something that I'm not quite representing, but
I called into It's All About Me fairly recently, and Holly on that show had brought up, yeah, Corey's doing this beard thing right now. She like brought it up during the call.
Oh, did she?
And I don't know if you heard this or not, but I went, yeah, actually, Corey and his beard just celebrated their 5th year anniversary. And neither of them noticed that I had slipped that in.
Oh man, no, we're coming up on 10 months.
The actual beard. Not your wife.
Not my wife. No,
that would be 5 years married.
That would be 5 years married. Yeah. Oh shit! I didn't even catch that. God damn!
Wait, you didn't get that either?
No.
What the fuck? What'd you think I meant?
I really want to reset because I was so like hair centric here. I wasn't even thinking that because I'm gay, my wife and I would be celebrating.
You saying it now?
Did I just what? I mean, no.
All right.
Yes, my other beard and I just celebrated 5 years.
Got it.
Holy shit. Yeah. No, but yeah, this is 10 months. I'm like 10 months. I'm like two months away.
All right.
From completion.
From the goal.
And it's a little bittersweet. But
really?
Well, yeah, because like
I'm looking forward to you shaving and your son crying because he doesn't recognize you.
There was a video on YouTube where a guy did that. He shaved his beard off,
and I've seen that one.
His daughter didn't know him without a beard.
Yeah,
and she freaked the fuck out.
Yeah,
like just did not want to be around her dad.
Yeah.
My son will probably be there when I shave it off.
Yeah.
He'll be privy to the before and after. Plus, he's known me without a beard,
and I think he's aware of it because I saw there was a post where he was like upset because he's like, I don't want a beard.
Yeah, my wife posted on Facebook that my son had come up to her in the morning when they were getting ready and was upset, and she's like, what's wrong, sweetheart?
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I don't want to grow a beard. I don't want to have to grow a beard. When I get older.
Wow.
Like, no, that's your choice. It's
you don't have to. Your dad's just a nutcase.
I'm just an idiot. Yeah.
Dad just wants attention.
Pretty much.
Don't worry about
it. I'm a narcissist. You don't have to worry about it. But I have seen other people do like year-long challenges.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this was a thing. I've done year-long things before. Like when my son was first born, I committed a year to doing a blog of just him.
Yeah,
you know, and we turned it into a book, and it's now it sits in our library, and he can pull it out and read it anytime he wants. And I have little messages to him.
Do you realize how rich you just made yourself sound? It sits in our library.
By library, I mean two IKEA shelves in our living room.
There you go. Just alienated our. Ooh. Oh, Corey has a library.
It's not
Whoa.
Like a public library. It's three shelves filled with mostly yearbooks and old textbooks.
Yeah. In my room, I have a museum.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a stack of action figures that have fallen over.
There you go. Yeah, right? Yeah. They're relics.
Yes, relics.
Of a forgotten time. But yeah, there was one other person who. Started a year-long thing that I thought was too weird for even me to try.
Okay.
Because like you mentioned that there was a guy that was trying to eat like the Olive Garden for a year or something like that.
I just read this actually. There was a guy, not a year. It was he's eating nothing but Olive Garden for a few months.
See, I could do that. That's not.
I could easily do that.
That's not too weird for me.
I'm wondering if he just bought one never-ending pasta bowl and he's just not refusing to leave.
He's just living at an Olive Garden for a month.
Just leave me alone. I'm not going to go home.
More primavera.
Yeah.
More breadsticks. I love the goddamn breadsticks. Fucking hot dog buns with garlic on them. That's all they are.
That's exactly what they are.
They're fucking hot dog buns with garlic on them. Oh, man, but they're so delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. And their salad. You know they bottle the salad dressing now?
Cool.
Man. I'm excited about that. All right.
What's this guy doing?
This guy, he's going by the name Professor Dumpster. And he is
Professor Dumpster.
He is.
This is like American's version of Doctor Who.
The shittier version of Doctor Who.
This is the
American inside
remake.
My TARDIS.
Yeah.
It's
a TARDIS.
TARDIS.
It's just an outhouse.
It's a porta potty. Yeah. It's, you know, it isn't that much bigger on the inside.
I'm Professor Dumpster.
But yeah, this guy calling him Professor Dumpster has committed to living an entire year in a 6x6 dumpster.
Oh. Wait, they make square dumpsters?
I think.
Hold on, 6x6, that's a square.
It is a square. Yeah, I'm thinking it's like a it's not like your garden variety blue dumpster that sits out the back of stuff. I think it's like a larger dumpster that is more like a communal pod for like a community or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah,
he's just gonna live in it.
He's gonna live in a dumpster.
Are people gonna throw trash in it?
I'm hoping.
Does he get to walk out when the trash men come and take it away?
I'm guessing that he purchased a dumpster and he's modifying it so that he can live in it.
So he's just going to make a room.
Essentially, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
get a nice
I don't know if you've ever
in
been
there.
In a storage shed or like a storage unit that's also made of like just metal and tin or whatever.
It gets hot.
They're fucking unbearable after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like it could be 68 degrees outside. You step into one of those things. And if the sun is out even a little bit, you're fucking toast inside that thing.
You know, there's people who will like buy storage units and then live in them
mm-hmm.
and like run extension cords to power like a personal air conditioner.
Yeah. And then they die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I could cook food in here.
Nope.
With a campfire. They leave the hot plate on and fucking die. Those people are idiots. This guy, while seemingly as much of an idiot, his name is Jeff. He's going by Professor Dumpster. He's committed to living inside a trash shack.
This is just a home.
For an entire year.
It's a little, it's a New York apartment. 6x6, that's about right.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. People pay like $2,000 for that in Manhattan.
Yeah.
He's doing it for a sort of good environment. He's a he's an environmental science professor.
Oh, so he's like a real professor?
Yeah, yeah. So he that's why, hence the name Professor Dumpster.
What's he doing it for?
He is attempting to use just 1% of the average water and energy of an average family.
Oh, God.
And 6x6 feet apparently is about 1% of what a normal square footage of a average house would be.
Okay.
Right. And so he's trying to start a new trend of the new 1%. Like conserving things.
Right.
But that's a little fucking, I don't know. Like noble as it is to like we should save things. I the stunt itself just seems kind of douchey.
It does. It's very like, David Blaine-ish.
It is. It's so yeah. David Blaine.
Ugh.
The article goes on. Professor Dumpster will be spending 1 year in a dumpster that is approximately 6 feet by 6 feet, or about 1% the size of the average new American home. Professor Dumpster, in his bid to become part of the new 1%, will strive to use 1% of water, 1% of energy.
Wait. It's 6 feet by 6 feet.
Yes.
I'm 6'4". So I wouldn't fit in it.
I would be perfectly sized for it.
So he says this is the average size of the new American home?
It's 1% of the average size.
Oh, 1%? Okay.
Yeah, 6x6 is 1%. Everything about it is 1% of the norm.
So he, see, I already hate this guy because this is why. He's going to do this little dumb thing for a year where he's miserable, and then he's going to go, see, now we can all do a better job.
Right. Yeah.
Because of your fucking extreme experiment.
It's a little preachy, right? It's a little like, okay.
And I'm pretty like, yes, global warming's real. Yes, right. We need to careful about the environment. But that's still like, fuck you, dude. With your 1% house horseshit.
The problem that I had initially was that instead of, I don't know, trying to develop a program that seems reasonable, that people can follow to conserve energy or to figure out effective ways to limit our waste or our consumption or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just going and being self-righteous and being like,
yeah,
I'm going to show you how better I am at this than you.
I am the god of the new world.
Exactly. I hope it drives him insane.
Oh. This is probably also be a year of the beard for him.
Maybe. Yeah, because why would he waste the razors? And
year of the tattered coat and feces running down his legs.
He's going to look like fucking the main professor from Biodome at the end of the movie. It's Faulkner.
Yeah.
He's just giant beard. He's making bombs out of coconuts, yeah. And he's running around spreading his shit on walls.
He finds a dead rat that he fucks.
It's his girlfriend.
Fashions it into a fleshlight.
Yeah, oh, that's another thing.
This is Matilda. She's my girlfriend.
And then Ben comes along. Yeah. Or Willard. Which one of those is the rat?
Willard's the man.
Ben is the rat.
Ben is the rat.
Yes, okay. I was right the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not with a person.
Like, not I'm guessing not involved?
I'm guessing he's single.
I imagine you'd have to be.
Yeah, that would be my immediate guess. Because if I told, like, my wife was like,
your wife!
I don't want you to grow a beard for a year. And I was like, I'm going to do it anyway. And she stuck around and she's like, it's pretty annoying, isn't it? And I'm like, actually, no, it's not that bad. If I told her, hey, I got this great idea to raise awareness for, stay with me, to raise awareness for environmental causes and about how we should waste less, we should strip down our lives and live simply. Are you with me? Okay, so far, all right, it's a little bit of a tough sell. I want us to move into a 6x6 dumpster. I would be divorced.
Yeah.
I would be divorced immediately. Yeah. She would leave me. She'd be like, okay, go live in your fucking dumpster.
Yeah.
And don't bother coming back because you're an idiot.
And then I would take over your life.
Probably.
Yeah. I would be like, all right, let's move in here.
I heard you got a free room.
Corey's hanging out in his dumpster.
It says the dumpster project will be completed in 3 phases.
Okay. Three phases?
Okay. You know when people tell us that we have too much time on our hands?
Oh, yeah.
That's condescending.
I hate that.
But for serious, dude, you got a little bit too much time on your hands. If you've developed a 3-phase system for living in a dumpster, you might want to pick up another hobby. I'm just saying.
Learn to crochet or right? Something.
Pick up anything else.
Yeah. Gardening.
You've developed a 3-phase system for living in a trash house.
Yeah. He's going to boil his piss so it's drinkable again.
It reminds me, there was another guy who a couple years back saved all of his trash for a year for reasons I don't know.
Okay.
Just to see like how much.
This is just a hoarder making an excuse. Yeah, right. No, it's an experiment.
Right.
I'm saving all this for awareness of
what
something.
About all the other trash that you've collected prior to this year? Those are special belongings.
Yeah, that's.
And I need to save those
besides
too.
Besides the point. Mm-hmm. This trash is new for the experiment.
Right. I want to find out how much new trash I will collect.
Listen, I need a copy of every newspaper from the 70s till now.
Exactly. Just in case the computers go down, because you know they're gonna, and somebody needs to archive everything that's happened in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see here. 3 phases, starting when Wilson, his name is, I was really hoping his name was Oscar.
Oh, boy.
When Wilson took occupancy in February, So he's already been doing this for most of the year.
February.
Camping in a bare bones dumpster, living in a dumpster home with additions such as storage and a bed.
This is horseshit. It's not a dumpster. It's a fucking little room.
It's like a storage pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then the third phase would be finally turning the dumpster into the ultimate sustainable home.
His bed should be a trash bag filled with tortillas or something. You know, like
tortillas and newspapers.
Yeah, newspapers.
For insulation.
Beetles.
You can find this. I think the website that he has, it's funny too. He has a whole website dedicated to it.
Oh god.
Does he get free Wi-Fi in the dumpster or is he leaving the dumpster to go to like the Starbucks across the way?
I don't know, man.
To update his website.
He's using Squarespace.
Right?
Which is also the name of his house.
Squarespace. Yes.
That was so, like, surprisingly clever it sounds pre-written.
Oh, it was so easy.
Squarespace, you know, man. Like the name of his house. Ha cha 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 cha.
Oh, that was good. let's see here. If you go to his site, you can see sort of the plans of his dumpster and how it's sustainable. He's got, like, two stories on the dumpster. Like, a retractable roof. And
yeah.
Yeah, thedumpsterproject.com, I think, is where you can go and see that. Leave some comments. Tell him what a gigantic douche he is. And he could have spent an entire year developing better systems for how we can conserve.
Or the cure for cancer.
Or he could have cured cancer. Yeah. Yeah. Instead, he's deciding to live where we put our trash. So, yeah. Good job, douche.
Yep. Boy, howdy. Speaking of douche, did you hear about Tom Morello?
No, what did he do? I mean, he's not really known for being a douche. He's known for being, like, politically outspoken.
He's known for raging against the machine.
He does rage against the machine.
And he audio slaves.
He did.
Is that the right band?
He slaved audio.
Okay,
yeah.
He did. Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm totally against the trafficking of audio. Illegal trafficking of audio. Yeah. Just for the record.
Well, you know, they did just do that vote, and audio is 3/5 of a person.
Mm-hmm.
So... we got that going for him. No.
But I'll be damned if they're ever going to be president.
He did a good thing first. He performed at the 15 Now benefit in Seattle.
What is 15 Now?
That is the thing saying, let's raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Which means that everybody else's wage needs to also increase, which means that cost of running a business in America will skyrocket, and even more.
Perfect. Yes.
Stuff will be outsourced.
This is all I want to happen.
Okay.
So that we all collapse.
Yes.
That's my goal as the Antichrist.
Right.
Yes.
You know. That's what happened in Rome. They raised the minimum wage, and it all fell apart.
That sounds like bullshit.
It's complete bullshit.
I think they were. It's all the boy fucking.
That's what I learned on Infowars.com.
Infowars.com.
Okay.
Budget burst.
After his concert, he went to a restaurant called Five Point in Seattle.
Five Points?
And didn't
is
have
it a... Is it a fancy restaurant?
Yeah. Apparently, because... I'll read you what he tweeted about.
Because I'm guessing he didn't go to, I don't know, a fast food joint where he's campaigning for all those workers to get $15 an hour.
It's a restaurant with a doorman. Yeah. Five Point Cafe is what it's
so
called.
So he wouldn't be caught dead
yeah.
in a restaurant.
Right. So he tweeted, Five Point Restaurant in Seattle is the worst.
The worst.
Super rude and anti-worker.
Anti-worker, huh?
Shittiest doorman in the Northwest. Prick. Spread the word.
So
then...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble following his logic here. The restaurant is terrible, and they're anti-worker because their doorman is a dick?
Apparently.
How?
2 days later, he tweets...
How does that...
Yeah. 2 days later, he tweets, willing to forgive the Seattle Evil Egg Empire Five Points Cafe doorman
the
power
Egg
trip.
Empire?
I don't know why there's egg, why egg is in there. I have a feeling it's autocorrect. And I was supposed to say something else.
Like ass.
I don't know. Maybe. Willing to forgive the Seattle Evil Egg Empire Five Points Cafe doorman power trip if good guy owner D. Meinhardt fully embraces hashtag 15 now minimum wage. Yeah, so he tweeted that, like, this restaurant's fucking assholes or whatever.
He's basically extorting him for a bad Yelp review?
Pretty much. David Meinhardt, the owner of the restaurant, released an open letter on Facebook
that
in
said,
response.
Fuck you, Tom Morello.
It said, for the record, Tom Morello, the 5 Point is totally pro-worker. We try to pay more than any other small restaurant, and on top of the higher pay, we offer health insurance, paid sick days, paid time off, retirement, and profit share. Sorry if you had
to work at a restaurant.
Yeah. Sorry if you had an issue with our staff, but typically our staff is awesome, and when they're not, it's usually a reflection of the customer.
Oh, shit!
Act like a prick equals get treated like a prick.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that that's the right business model for a customer service-based enterprise, but
he goes on. I have to say, you're attacking a small business without knowing anything about it or addressing your problem with them directly before you go on a public rant. Pretty much sucks. Just lost a ton of respect for you. And I've been a fan for years, both of your work in Rage and your work for Workers' Rights since.
I've thrown away all my Rage Against the Machine CDs.
Yeah, I burned it because you sued Napster. I'm bitter. P.S. Rock stars don't get special treatment at the 5 Point. We couldn't give less of a shit. Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
P.S.S. I'm the owner of the 5 Point and have worked to raise the minimum wage in Seattle and support the same nationally. Worked to get paid sick days law in Seattle and am supporting a city-sponsored retirement plan for employees of small business. I hope you do the same for your employees on the road. And then the final P.S.S.S.
Uh-oh.
Turns out he and his crew didn't get let in as the place was at capacity and there was a line. No one was being let in. According to our doorman, who I totally trust, Tom and his crew were all totally rude. Rude.
They were totally rude.
That was my mispronunciation. Rude. Rude.
I like rude.
Yeah. Quote from the door guys, I knew who he was. We had no room. His whole party was being rude. He wanted a special room in the back. Clearly has no idea what it's like inside. I've told bigger rock stars than him no. Damn. So pretty much Tom Morello couldn't get let in because they were full.
Right.
And threw a hissy fit. Yeah.
But I want the back room.
He's raging against those small restaurant machines.
Yeah. Yeah. Raging against the companies that he's fought so hard to make sure they have a voice.
Yeah.
Good job, Tom Morello.
Good job, Tom Morello.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. At what point do you become so much removed from reality that you don't even recognize your own bullshit?
Remember when Pearl Jam guy
Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vedder was like, yeah, first he was like, yeah, don't call me butter, my new bamboo.
Every fucking song is just vowels.
What hell? With arms wide open.
Nope, that's a different singer. That's
whatever. Same voice.
That's a proto Pearl Jam.
Anyway, remember when Eddie Vedder was like, "Man, Ticketmaster is a fucking a monopoly."
Yeah,
and we're gonna stop using them, and we're gonna do all private venues.
We're only gonna have like venues that don't fucking use Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Well, turns out they're using Ticketmaster.
Again. Yeah, well, because
and then
it's
just
convenient.
That protest is over.
This
is like, you could buy our concert tickets on Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster, we sell tickets.
Yeah.
Also go to AdamEve.com, get your free videotape.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, you went to those shows, and there were no ads to be seen anywhere, but you had to listen to an hour and a half of him rambling about his political thoughts.
Yeah, that's annoying.
You just play a fucking song! Have you guys donated to the ASPCA yet? Those dogs really need a home. Sarah McLachlan is a good friend of mine. God damn it!
an even flow. I don't give a shit.
Can I tell you about one of my favorite douchey rock star things is the guy from Arctic Monkeys.
I don't know of the band. I don't know the
you
people.
Know. Do I wanna know?
No, 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 no. I know the band.
Flows both ways. Okay,
yeah. So, I don't know the guy from the Arctic Monkeys.
This guy won some fucking award, MTV Rock Award, probably.
So a meaningless award.
Yeah. And he went on stage, and he went on with
like
this,
a Nickelodeon
like,
Kids Choice Award.
Yeah. He's got this shit pompadour. He's like tiny, thin, like waifish dude.
They're British?
Yeah, they're British. But you could tell he's trying really hard to look tough and badass.
Oh, really?
And he gets up there with this like fake swagger, and he's like, "Today we proved that rock music isn't dead. It's dying. It's on its last legs, but we're here to save it," and shit like that.
Oh, they're here to save it?
Yeah. And then he goes, "Bill me for the broken mic." And then he goes to drop the mic, but they turned it off. So when he drops the mic, it just silence, just complete silence. They turned it off before he dropped it. It was so fucking cringy. Just drops the mic, no sound.
Nothing.
You
want to
hear
effect.
That little like, boom.
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
Kudos, MTV.
Yeah. It was like it landed in feathers.
It was almost like he just walked away.
Bill me for the mic.
Oh, man. Why do we love those douches so much?
They wrote a good song.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
just
there's
like Pearl Jam. I love that song, Black.
Pearl Jam's an amazing band, yes. Yeah. They are douchey. It's like fucking Bono.
Yeah.
He is curing AIDS, but I don't care because he's such a douche. He will
take
single-handedly...
off your sunglasses, you're indoors.
Exactly. He is single-handedly going to cure AIDS in Africa.
You two have such a bad rep that people were like complaining to iTunes that the album was on there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like he and his Red campaign and going over to Africa, all that kind of shit, like he probably will be like the catalyst that solved AIDS, right? He will be a part of it. He'll be at the epicenter of that, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
I'm sure it'll be like a bunch of credited scientists plus Bono. U2. Yeah, that's how it's gonna work.
When they write the history books, they gotta throw the celebrity in.
Name the AIDS vaccine after me.
The Bono vaccine.
I don't know if that's his voice at all.
Yeah,
I'm just assuming.
He's Irish, right?
Oh, he's Irish.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, name the AIDS vaccine after me.
You know.
Run along now, lads.
Tussle the hair. You live in an AIDS-free world because of me. And my sunglasses. Safety first. He's doing good things on a global scale, but then he thrusts his album into everybody's fucking iTunes.
Yeah.
And I love how Apple was like, yeah, everybody's a YouTube fan. They'll love it.
Now, I got to say, though, I think the people who were like mad about it, that's a little bit of an overreaction.
It's completely an overreaction.
I was like, oh, a free album, and I listened to it, and I went, that sounds like U2, and then I never listened to it again.
It's
sitting there.
It's the false sense that we own that space.
Yeah.
That our iTunes library isn't controlled by...
You stuffed your CD on my shelf. I didn't want it.
Like, the music that we buy through iTunes isn't controlled by the company that fucking gave us iTunes.
Yeah.
You know?
So Apple had to release instructions on how to actually remove it from your iTunes account.
Right.
Because enough people complained about it.
You could just move to trash.
Yeah. No, but it's in the cloud. So, like, if you delete the songs, they're still there.
Oh, I see.
So then it gives you instructions on how to, like, actually remove it from your account.
You could uncheck them so that they don't play on your playlist.
Right. But, again, people are like, that's my shelf space.
Exactly.
So
people
like,
take for granted that it's not
it completely.
It's not theirs.
Yeah.
Just like Facebook is not yours.
Right.
You know? So.
Or Butt Novel.
Or Butt Novel.
That is a Facebook reference.
That was such an amazing tweet.
You like that one? I was not proud of it. I tweeted that.
It was one of those that was so like the turn was so wacky.
It was really wacky.
It made me literally lol.
For those who didn't see it, I did a dumb tweet where I said, I got a great idea for a new thing. It's like Facebook, but your profile picture has to be a picture of your ass. And I call it Butt Novel. It's a goofy, like, who gives a shit tweet. A lot of people liked it.
It made me so giggly when I read that. Because when I got to Butt Novel, it made so much sense. Like, it was perfectly written.
Yeah. Butt Novel.
And I'm glad you dropped the, because the Butt Novel was a little cumbersome.
I originally wrote the, and then I was you know what?
Should delete
it's too
it.
Much. Get rid of the.
You don't need the.
I don't need the.
Just Butt Novel. Just Butt Novel.
That's how you do it.
You could design it on Squarespace.
Yeah. I was actually considering calling Butt Novel the website.
Oh, man. Speaking of websites, I almost destroyed our website.
You said you were trying to make updates?
Oh, my gosh.
And
well,
you added wrong lines
of
code? Yeah,
like we're going to have to update our website pretty soon here.
Yeah, because we got to remove a certain somebody who left the show.
Yeah, we need new artwork, and I figured it would be a nice opportunity to sort of revamp the look of the website.
Yeah,
because we've had it for over a year, and it's time. You know, why not update
get rid of
it?
Those frames and animated GIFs?
Yeah, you know, I it's really hard for me to let go of the counter.
Yeah.
At the bottom, because I really like to know how many people are here
and our guest book.
We have to get rid of the guest book.
Enough people have signed it. Okay.
I don't.
And can I say, by the way?
I don't know that I can let go of it.
The MIDI version of Looking for Some Hot Stuff, we don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Sing anymore and we're going to get sued.
I know, right? Talk over it quick.
Yeah.
Better email More Like Radio and tell them that we used a MIDI version.
Oh, sorry.
Hot Stuff.
I think their rules are actually a lot more relaxed than that, in all fairness.
You guys better clear this quick.
Yeah.
Because we're leaving it in.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I wanted to just add a few things to sort of prime the transition. Because I have a new sort of website ready to go.
Right.
And when we're ready, we'll transition it over.
Switch
There's
it over.
Some odds and ends that we gotta finish up.
Yeah.
So Shy Kids fans, look forward to a new website coming soon. But I wanted to add like little social media icons.
Right.
And I added three lines of code to our website, and the entire thing crashed. I added it. I hit update. I hit refresh. The screen went white, and there was just black lettering that came across it that said "fatal error."
Fatal error.
And I was like, "No,
all our hard work."
Oh my gosh! Well, because I originally thought like,
"Did you hit undo?"
There is no undo.
Oh no,
there's no undo.
There is only Zool.
There's only Zool. If fucking Zool showed up and fucking destroyed our website, I thought for a second like I was super terrified. Terrified that I wasn't going to be able
to... Hold on. Terrafoid is a great name for a video game.
Terrafoid.
Go on.
Oh, yes, it is. Copyright.
Copyright Shygans.
Copyright Shygans. Terrafoid. Yeah, I was terrified that I was going to fuck up our RSS feed, that iTunes was going to crash, I lost all of our data. I had to go through and like reinstall a whole bunch of stuff, and I thought it was just going to wipe our website clean.
Oh, no.
Luckily... I did a few things. Like, I tried to just replace the shit that I fucked up.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple hours, but I finally got it to bounce back.
Yay.
And managed to get those social media icons to work.
Oh, good.
And then found out that the theme that I'm switching to has those built in.
So you're trying to add things that were there already.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to spruce up some stuff so that when we transitioned over, we'd have some new features.
Yeah.
Some cool little things.
Doodads.
And, didn't need to do that at all, actually. Yeah. It was a major
fail. That's our Corey.
No. It was so terrible. It was a fail of epic proportions because I thought, oh shit. Now we have to cancel the show because I can't get back into our website. And we just lost every post that we ever did.
Yeah.
But it's back up and running, and we'll have it transitioned shortly. But like, I almost had another shit my pants story. But like a legit shit my pants, because I almost did. I almost let loose in my living room.
Why?
Because I was terrified that I had wasted, like I had just destroyed like the year plus worth of work.
Wow.
And it would just like what else? What else that I've spent a year on can just disappear in a blink of an eye? Like all the music that I recorded.
Yeah, the stress.
All the shy kids.
Hold on. Because of the stress, your beard just falls off in a chunk.
Yeah. Just, no! I was so close. Yeah. Yeah. But it was...
wow.
It was terrifying. Oh man, it was a rookie mistake, you know.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But I have no segue out of that. We tangented into that. I wasn't even planning on talking about
what
that.
What was that thing you sent me? That article. There's your thing.
But then I woke up this morning
with a wine glass in my hand. Wine? What wine? Where the hell did I die?
We got to bed super late. Guy? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm referencing?
I have no idea.
Do you feel like I do? No?
Oh, is that Peter Frampton?
Peter Frampton, that's who it is.
I got it. All right. Back on board with you.
Ah!
Oh, the microphone just attacked you. Holy shit.
I can't.
For the listeners, the microphone just leapt up and smacked Doc in the face.
My foot hooked it by accident. That was scary.
Oh, my God. From my perspective, it looked like...
that it jumped up at me, right?
It looked like the microphone had become aware, and it was coming after you.
Yeah. Fuck this guy. His breath stinks.
He's always yelling at me.
Yeah.
I got to sit here soaked in his spit. Oh, man. That was funny. Anyway, terrible night. Woke up this morning to some really good entertainment news.
Yeah.
Apparently, Fox is bringing back...
Fox?
Fox, the television Fox, TV Fox.
They're bringing back the television?
No.
Okay.
They are optioning a sitcom based off the movie Big.
Oh.
And it made me very excited.
Yeah.
I really love
so
that
like
movie.
A TV show where a kid instantly becomes
big.
An adult.
And okay. And so whoever plays that would be like sort of man-childy and like
right.
awkward and super immature. If they in any way can capture what Tom Hanks did in that movie, I think it will be an awesome TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, it says there's an article here. Where is this? This on I got this off The Verge.
The Verge.
Yeah, Fox wants to remake Big as a television series. The 1980s comedy Big, starring Tom Hanks, is being developed as a half-an-hour comedy by writers Mike Royce. I don't know who they are. They're the creators of the underrated
Isn't
workplace
Mike Royce
comedy.
Our boss for More Like Radio? Did I mix that up?
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. Dutch and Royce on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Or Royce and Dutch? Dutch and Royce?
Dutch and Royce. Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst. they apparently created Enlisted.
Yeah.
I don't know what Enlisted is. Apparently it was like a military comedy.
Yeah, it had a following, and they were sad that it got canceled. I remember reading shit like, the people who were trying to get Enlisted to come back didn't get it. It was like a smaller community, I guess.
Right.
Like people wanting community to come back.
Well, they can see it on Yahoo now.
Yeah. Yahoo Screen.
Yeah, which means that I'm apparently not watching the last season of Community.
I'll try to find it.
You know what? Actually, Yahoo Screen is on the Apple TV. So I might.
It's just called Apple TV. They dropped
Yeah. It's on Apple TV.
There you go.
So I might actually end up watching it. But
Big.
Big, yeah. The guys that created Enlisted, which only had like one season.
Yeah.
Apparently it was on 9:30 on Friday.
That's a terrible place for a TV show.
That is not a good time
That's
slot.
That's like Firefly time slot.
Did Firefly get that?
It
fucking...
got the Friday night, you're going to get canceled time slot.
Oh, man. Friday night is the kiss of death. Remember? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Remember when we were kids?
Nope.
No?
No, I do.
And Friday night on television was like a thing that you looked forward to?
TGIF, yeah.
TGIF.
Yeah.
When
it's
we
Friday
were
night and the mood is bright. Gonna have some fun, show you how it's done. TGIF.
Yeah.
ABC.
It was wonderful.
Fucking Family. It was the best block they ever had. It was Family Matters.
Mm-hmm. Full House.
Full House. Boy Meets World?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay, now I'm trying to think of the best on at the same time block. I think it was Family Matters, Boy Meets World, and Sabrina, and Teen Angel.
That was towards the end of TGIF.
Yeah, but that was the best block they've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. Teen Angel was very underrated.
You know that like Sabrina the Teenage Witch ran for like 13 years?
it like turned into a cartoon through half of that shit.
Yeah, it
was based off of Archie comics.
Really?
Yeah, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch is an Archie character.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But the Melissa Joan Hart television show, it was on for way longer than it should have for
really?
The type of show it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was on. I mean, it's the only reason Melissa Joan Hart has fuck you money. It's not that Clarissa Explains It All money, because she wasn't getting shit for that.
No.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I think she ended up being a producer of that. Like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the college years or something like that. The new class. I don't know. It continued on.
We're standing on the edge of tomorrow.
Today.
That is a reference that only like a few people are going to get.
Oh, man. I've recently gotten into Chuck.
Boo.
No,
I've never seen it.
Chuck, it's a really fun non.
I heard it ends shitty.
It might.
Yeah,
but I haven't gotten there yet.
I recently got into Chuck. That's so like something my grandma would say.
No. It's
I recently got into Alias.
it's quite nerdy. And it's a spy. Drama.
It's a spy. Like,
it's a spy comedy drama hour thing.
I started watching the show called Dark Angel.
But the one of the main characters on it was on Saved by the Bell, the first class.
You mean the new class?
The new class.
The first class. That's like where it's young Professor X. No, it's young Mr. Belding.
Young That's Mr. Belding, yeah. Played by Michael Fassbender. It's Zach in kindergarten.
And, Saved by the Bell, baby. James
Time out. She's on Saved by the Bell, the new class.
The new class.
Which is awkward Saved by the Bell with Screech.
That's where Screech also changed his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because Screech was just kind of like, hey, everybody. Like a screechy voice. And then in that one, he started talking like this. Like he was suddenly Carly. It was weird. I fucking hated it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, what are you doing? You changed your voice, Screech. That's not how you talk.
Mm.
It annoyed me. Yeah. Anyway.
Dustin Diamond in the rough.
Boo. All right.
That was his porn, right? Diamond in the rough?
The Big Show. We're talking about The Big Show. My favorite wrestler. The new show, Big.
Yeah, I really want to see. I'm excited about seeing this. It's going to be a little more family friendly. Like Fox isn't really known for being family friendly.
Yeah,
most of their programming is sort of gritty. Like 24 was like
24.
It's gritty. We're going to fucking blow up terrorists, and Jack Bauer's going to get shot every day.
And then the new season, they came back for a season
in Britain.
Yeah, but it was only 12 episodes.
12 hours.
So it was like, is it called 12? No, still 24.
24.
But only 12 of the hours.
Till noon.
Boo.
That was the colon, the after colon. It was just until noon. Let's see here. Anything else here? Okay. These two guys, they split credits for some really shitty shows. All right, this doesn't help their case. They've some notable credits for Beagle and Royce, Men of a Certain Age,
Ray Romano's other show,
his after Raymond.
Yeah,
we're
men of a certain age.
We're all 40, and one of us is going to have to use Viagra.
You sound like Kermit.
I do. That's the only voice I got. That's Kermit.
Yeah, you was way too Kermity to be fucking.
I am Kermit the Frog here. I'm also on Men of a Certain Age. that was when they really jumped the shark, when they added Kermit.
Yeah.
It was really where it left.
Ray Romano's more like this.
Yes, he is. You do voices much better than I do.
You do Kermit better than me.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Cougar Town?
Cougar Town is beloved.
Is it?
I've never seen it, but I've
seen a few episodes. It's god awful.
Really?
It's terrible. God damn it, is it bad?
I prefer the British version, Cougarton Abbey. That's a joke from Community.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I feel bad for laughing now. They're going to limit it to a cable model episode count? I don't understand what that means.
That means instead of a full, like, 22 episodes,
they're
going to
be 13?
It'll be like 13, yeah.
Ah, I see.
Like Dexter or True Blood.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense.
Two
quality shows that ended on top. Nope.
They had great runs, though. They just ended poorly.
Oh, my God, they ended poorly. I bailed on True Blood, but I heard about how that shit ended. Boof.
I never watched True Blood.
Yeah.
I'm not really into vampires.
I bailed about halfway through it.
Really?
Yeah. It was a lot of tits. I like that.
That's why I watch Masters of Sex.
There you go.
Lots of boobs.
Yeah.
And women masturbating.
Mm.
Let's see. Via the Hollywood Reporter says, the comedy, which has received a script plus penalty commitment from Fox. I'm guessing that's the cable run. Is described as an event series based on the movie that explores what it means to be an adult and what it means to be a kid.
So
and how
explains...
in today's world, those two things are more confused than ever.
Yeah. So it's modern big.
Yeah, I really like it because I feel a little bit like this.
Oh, okay. So do you want to send your resume to Fox?
No.
Cast me. I have a beard.
I mean, I'll shave the beard for them.
Yeah.
No, I don't necessarily need to be.
You
be
could play the. You could actually play the kid version. Once you shave the beard,
right?
You're short enough.
That'll just be it. It won't be. We won't have to cast two people. They'll film all the big stuff with me in the beard, and then we'll shave it and film all the kid stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody will be the wiser.
But the big stuff, they'll have you on stilts.
Yes. Well, because I am the size of a child.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I wouldn't want to be cast, but I'll tell you who I would like to see be cast.
Jaden Smith.
No.
It's not Colin Hanks, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I wouldn't. That would be, no, that would be gross.
Okay.
I would really, I think... Given
Bieber,
this actor that I'm thinking of.
Oh wait, I'm thinking it's the adult.
The
you
adult,
need the adult.
Yeah,
okay.
The adult that would also play kid.
Well, he wouldn't also play.
No,
kid.
No, he would play like his.
He would act like a
his
kid.
Character would yeah. be sort of childlike, but Got he would it. Also be like full grown adult guy.
Okay.
Is somebody that I don't think would ever come back to television?
James Spader.
No.
Oh, he's on television.
He's on television.
Damn it.
Because his career is skyrocketing right now.
Seth Rogen?
Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt would be a good big.
I think he would be a fantastic big.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But he's Star-Lord now. And
he's Star-Lord. He's still on Parks, but that has one more season.
Yeah, he's just
done.
Finishing out a commitment, and then yeah. I don't think he's ever going to come back to television.
Probably not.
He's being
wouldn't.
Groomed to be full-fledged... movie yeah. star.
He'll if he comes back to television, it'll be like 20 years from now, and
right.
he'll be on some like CSV, Las yeah. Texas.
Yeah, he'll play a judge.
Yeah,
who solves crimes.
Yeah,
who works out of a Camaro.
He's a florist and he solves murders.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
The side.
Yeah, he would be my choice casting. For this series, although they'll probably get a no name.
Yeah, they'll get
they'll get somebody that we don't know yet,
or they'll get DJ Qualls.
Yeah, what's he doing
they
now?
Get him with everything. You need a scrawny, awkward guy called DJ Qualls. 1-800 DJ Qualls.
Call that somebody. Call that number and tell me if it works.
I want him to also be a DJ. I think that would be hilarious.
I thought he was.
You thought that's why that was his
I
name?
Thought he was DJ Qualls. And then I realized that DJ is also like initials for a first name.
Yeah. Well, because he could be first and middle.
But I thought he was an actual DJ.
Yeah.
Like spinning on the ones and twos, DJ yeah. Qualls.
That's like mine. My first two initials are DJ.
Really?
Yeah, Doc Jock.
Doc Jock Wheatley.
It's the French Jacques.
Doc Jammin' Wheatley.
Doc Jock.
Doc Jock.
Yeah.
But I like the concept of big because I too feel like I'm still kind of a child.
Yeah.
And it's hard to let go of childish things.
Right.
Like Legos.
And beards.
And beards, yeah. Crazy ideas of like wanting to grow a beard.
Yeah.
Because somehow that makes me feel like I'm growing up, but I'm not really because yeah. I'm just a goofy son of a bitch.
You do still dream like a child. Not
well, I don't
not
dream.
Actual dreams. I mean in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because off the air, Corey was giving me some advice on Two Fat Daleks. My Doctor Who podcast.
I was.
And yes. He said, you should get some Whovians in for like the Christmas special where you have a bunch of Whovians with you.
I think it would be awesome like if you did like a panel.
Table. Like yeah, a like panel.
A panel
And
show.
I went, oh, that's a good idea. And he goes, yeah, like Alton Brown and Chris Hardwick. And I'm like, hold the pump brakes there, Corey. You really think I'm going to get them? I thought you meant friends of mine.
You could do that too, but I'm saying you could also ask them.
Yeah, okay.
If they would be interested, because
sure,
they are
yeah.
also known Doctor Who fans.
I'm sure this would happen. They would be like, "Yeah, let's go on that podcast that gets 30 downloads a week." I mean, 80 on the first episode because everyone's like, "Ooh, what's this?" But it drops down to like the normal number.
Right, right. You got to shoot. See, here's the thing. If you get even one celebrity to endorse the podcast,
right.
as like a, hey, this is a really good Doctor Who podcast, yeah. boom, man.
We need to think smaller, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Think locally, not
yeah.
globally.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I have no affiliation to your podcast.
We need
so...
like Alden Esping to put a stamp on the That's a local celebrity in
that
Anaheim.
Is so local that I'm not even sure locals get that reference anymore.
I don't know. That is so. That is
holy the, shit. I don't think that goes outside of my neighborhood.
Yeah,
he was a well liked teacher turned scholarship award giver here
yeah.
in Anaheim.
Yeah, he's like an Anaheim person. He's yeah. an Anaheim celebrity.
He is. I wonder. Is he still alive?
I believe so.
Is he?
Yeah. He was an old fuck, but yeah,
yeah he was old when we were in high school.
Yeah, probably.
He
drinks the blood of dead virgins, so he stays alive.
Yes, he bathes in virgin urine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do feel a connection to the big story, like because I do. I dream like a child.
You do.
I still have
Ooh,
a child
I know.
Inside of me.
We'll get Kevin Smith on our show.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like
okay.
just shoot him an email. It'll be yeah. great.
Corey, you know who we should get? Robert Downey Jr. to be the new Shy Kids co-host.
You know what would be funny is judging by the way that guy doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me.
I feel like we could get Bill Murray based off of his weird interactions.
Bill Murray too. Yes, Bill Murray and Robert
they
Downey
made a Bill
Jr.
Murray
just,
too.
They did. It's not as good as the original.
It wouldn't be.
But like I still love cartoons.
Well, the problem with Bill Murray too is he's not in it. He's like, I don't do sequels.
Exactly. Exactly. Except for that Garfield movie.
Yeah.
A Tale of Two Kitties. Mm. He did that. That was his sequel.
I feel like they just 2. Took outtakes from the first one and were like, we made another movie.
Massaged it yeah. into it. This is really no plot.
Yeah.
It just is.
There's two cats, see? We gave half the lines to a different actor.
But I still like to wake up. Like when I wake up on the weekends with my kid, it's an excuse now. Like my kid is an excuse now for me to watch like shitty children's programs,
like Wizards of Waverly Place.
I never watched that, but I did watch iCarly.
Oh,
I'm not proud of it, but like it's totally.
And then you get to perv on those girls once they turn 18.
Once they turn 18. Otherwise,
Ooh,
they're
Jeanette
just
McCurdy.
Very talented young ladies who have bright young futures ahead
yeah.
of them. And then they turn 18, and it's all just...
Then you're just creep.
Yeah, that hurt.
With a beard.
I can't do it with a beard. I don't have enough cheek to grab. It's just hair, and
yeah.
it just... but yeah, so like I look forward to like Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
with my kid.
There's a problem with that now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's no more Saturday cartoons.
What are you talking about?
There's no more Saturday cartoons.
There's no more Saturday cartoons.
Look, we're gonna get into this after the break, but there's no more.
What
Saturday
do you know,
cartoons.
Doc?
I know things.
Oh,
okay.
This show is gonna take a very dark turn after.
We're gonna get into this after the break. But before we go to break.
Oh, yeah? You got something to lighten the mood a little bit?
I want to leave everybody, before we go to the break, with a Docky Wheats fun fact.
Docky Wheats fun fact.
Docky Wheats fun fact. It's fact and it's fun.
Mark that.
Yeah. Is that the theme
Save
song?
Save it and put it in front of every single one of these motherfucking things. I swear to God, that is the best thing to go before this goddamn segment.
All right. I'll do that.
We can guess what time it is and then just play it. All right. So leave us with a fun fact before we go to break.
All right. Fun fact. The chicken is commonly considered to be a flightless bird, but this is not true.
Really?
Chickens can fly and often do. A little. You see, chickens are quite capable of soaring for miles, but they are actually afraid of heights. So the most a chicken will ever fly is like a few feet off the ground, like a flutter, like a...
Right.
Yeah.
This is true?
Yeah, they will happily demonstrate this for you if you run up to them screaming, I've discovered. yeah.
Yes.
Another bird commonly believed to be flightless is the penguin.
Yes, penguins don't fly.
But this is also not true.
Really?
Yes. Penguins are actually quite good at flying, but they don't know how to properly land. When penguins start flying, they can't stop. They just keep flying, sending them several hundreds of miles away from their ice nest until they collapse from exhaustion and fall into the sea where the polar shark rips them to shreds.
It's penguin seppuku.
Yeah. Because of this, most penguins have learned to avoid flying because they do not want to get stuck in the sky for days. And that's a Docky Wheats fun fact.
Spreading truth, one fun fact at a time.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only 11 bucks per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
And
I still feel like something's missing there.
Yeah,
we need like someone screaming and hurting my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday. Maybe that'll be the audition for the new person.
They have to scream, and we're back.
We'll hire them only on their ability to go, and we're back, and say, this never happened.
They're not taking that from me.
Oh, that's right. That's yours now. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's my new
power. Yours. That is yours now.
Yeah.
You are the sovereign king now.
Yes, I am.
Of this never happened.
That's true.
So before the break.
Before the break.
You were telling me some very sad news.
I was telling you about, because you talked about how you love getting up in the morning and watching Saturday morning cartoons with your kid.
Well, I mean, like, I like just on the weekends watching cartoons. We don't really watch, like, specifically Saturday morning cartoons. We watch cartoons in the morning.
Right.
Because, you know, like, we have the U-verse, so we have, like, Cartoon Network and Disney Channel and whatnot.
Well, sir.
But
Saturday morning cartoons are officially dead.
Where have all the cartoons gone? No more Saturday morning cartoons. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, okay.
That is a staple of network programming.
Yeah. So there, and I am speaking specifically of network because, sure enough, if you go to Disney Channel or Cartoon Network or any cable kids channel, you're still going to see children's cartoons. Last weekend, the last network children's cartoons block got canceled.
Really?
This was on the CW. That was the last one.
The CW is the only one running fucking Saturday morning cartoons?
Saturday morning cartoons. It was called The Vortex, is what they called their Saturday morning block. It had Cubix, Sonic X, Dragon Ball Z Kai, Digimon Fusion, and Yu-Gi-Oh. So they weren't making
an anime
dick.
Block.
It was, they were all just buying.
They were just syndicating anime.
Anime, yeah. That was the that's the last Saturday morning cartoons.
That is depressing.
Yeah, and this article I found says, as of 2014, there are currently no more animated productions on network TV. A 1996 FCC mandate issued in the wake of Children's Television Act requires station to program a minimum of 3 hours of children's educational informational programming per week.
Mandated to do 3 hours?
Of educational.
Of educational children's programming? A week?
A week. To help their affiliate,
put them on from I don't know midnight to 3 a.m. On Sunday mornings.
That's probably what they do. To help their affiliates comply with the regulations, broadcast networks began to reorganize their efforts to adhere to the mandates, so their affiliates would not bear the burden of scheduling the shows themselves on their own time, plus eliminating the risk of having network product preempted by the mandates. This almost always meant that educational programming was placed during the Saturday morning cartoon block.
Because nothing important happens on Saturday mornings?
Yeah. NBC
besides college football.
Yeah. NBC abandoned its Saturday morning cartoon lineup in 1992. I didn't even realize this.
Wait.
NBC in 92 were like, fuck Saturday morning cartoons. They were the first one out.
In 92?
92. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I guess because there was really only Fox, the WB, and ABC,
and CBS,
That were running,
right?
And then Fox even had Sunday morning cartoons.
They replaced it with a Saturday morning edition of Today.
That's right,
and added an all live action teen oriented block, TNBC, which had Saved by the Bell, California Dreams, and Hang Time.
I remember
and all
that because I would watch Saturday morning cartoons, I would flip over and watch Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And California Dreams.
Skip ahead again. CBS.
Gotta groove it.
Yeah. CBS followed NBC's example in the late 90s.
Dudes with attitude.
All right.
Sorry.
CBS followed NBC's example in the late 90s by producing CBS News Saturday Morning.
And running S Club 7.
And then another live-action block of television after that.
Right.
So
wait, they were putting on real news?
Yeah, like actual news.
And then like, I don't know, some kids sitcoms.
Kid coms.
Yeah.
In 2004, ABC was the last of like the big three networks to drop Saturday morning cartoons.
When Recess wasn't making enough.
Yeah. They replaced it with Good Morning America Weekend. And they did this because they got a lot of criticism because they didn't properly cover the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster because it happened on a Saturday morning. And they were just like, bah, we have Saturday cartoons. Morning news. Yeah. Yeah. So
Doug's not going to talk about it.
and so, no more Saturday morning cartoons. Now, the Verge is the last one. So there's
the Vortex?
The Vortex. That's what I meant.
The Vortex on the CW.
The Vortex on the CW. Which I'm sure was fucking great, just fucking rehashed animes.
Right.
And it's all the shitty ones, too.
And
like
poorly overdubbed.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Digimon.
Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh's so... Have you seen Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
It's the dumbest fucking shit. Okay?
Is it really?
In the... Okay, remember how Pokemon...
It seemed like Kmart Pokemon.
It is. As is Digimon. But okay, remember in Pokemon how it was a show about this kid with little monsters and they'd fight? And then outside of the show, there was a card game,
mm-hmm.
Pokemon cards. In the show Yu-Gi-Oh, they use Yu-Gi-Oh cards. They go, throw down my card. And then the monster comes out of it and fights.
Right.
It's a commercial for the fucking cards, the show.
Okay.
It's like a blatant commercial for the cards.
It's like if they did a cartoon about Magic the Gathering and it's just a bunch of dudes
playing cards.
Yeah.
Ooh, magic. I cast a spell.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt.
The reason I bring this up, though, is this article also had something.
Because you wanted to depress me?
I wanted to depress you, but this article had something fun in it. They published the time slot to time slot what each cartoon was in the morning on Saturday mornings for every season from 1979 to 1990.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And this is why I'm excited to see this, okay? Because Saturday mornings, I would get up as a kid, and I'd grab that TV guide, and I'd plan my whole fucking day.
The TV fucking guide!
Yeah.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, man.
I would be like, okay, this is coming on at this time. Okay, I'm going with this. So we have this in front of us right now.
Oh, you have a TV guide in front of you.
No, I have this shit
it's
from an article.
It's a listing.
Yeah.
Of television shows and what time slots are on.
Yes.
I remember how excited I was when I learned to read the reference book known as the TV Guide.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the fucking TV Guide is anymore.
No, they don't.
For a while there, when the TV Guide became obsolete, they ran a TV Guide channel, which was just a scroll.
It still exists.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist on
DirecTV?
On like my, I think, AT&T Universe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because
they have a guide. So you just hit the guide, and that's what becomes, that's like the TV,
yeah.
TV guide. But yeah, like you would thumb through it and like, oh, what's come? Is it a rerun this Thursday?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, because you would get all the descriptions for the week, and man.
So here's what I wanted to do.
It had a smell to it too, that like newsprint.
We're gonna go through one of these.
Okay.
And decide, we're going to plan our Saturday morning.
Okay.
Like what you would watch in that time slot. Okay.
This is in lieu of Nerdigories?
Nerdigories doesn't exist.
Should we do this every week? We'll pick a year.
Here's the problem. It's 79 to 90.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the ones we remember are like...
I would need like...
88, 89, and 90.
Yeah, I would need from 88 to like 95.
Yeah, and that's not on here.
Okay.
Maybe after research we could find that. So what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with 88 or
you know what?
Start with 90?
Let's start with like when we were around our births. Like 82, 83?
Okay, but we don't know these shows.
That's why I didn't mean that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to pick what we would have chosen as a kid.
Let's go. Let's see. Yeah, five years old on. So, like, 88.
88.
Let's start at 88 and work our way to 90.
Okay. Do you want the spring of 88 or the fall of 88?
I would say fall because it's new cartoons coming out for the new TV series season, right?
Yeah.
Because they probably ran Saturday morning programming the same as the regular programming. models, right?
All
right.
So the fall of 1988, we're going to plan our fucking Saturday morning schedule.
All right. We're five. We just woke up.
Now, at this time, there was only three channels doing Saturday morning cartoons. ABC, CBS, NBC.
NBC, okay, yeah.
NBC was at that time.
Fox wasn't even a channel.
Fox didn't exist. Yeah. Fox isn't even on this at all. Because
when did Fox become a channel?
That was fall of 1990, and this goes to spring of 1990.
Oh, snap. Why doesn't it go any further?
I don't know. Silliness. Okay. Fall of 98.
So we're probably going to get... So probably gonna get some Ninja Turtles.
Let's do this. Okay, we're gonna start at 8 a.m. in the morning. You wake up
8 a.m. Oh
yeah,
I woke up at 7.
Yeah, so did I. But this starts at 8 a.m.
And I would pour myself a bowl of cereal.
Yeah,
some sort of sugary smacks.
Okay, on ABC at 8 a.m. we had Small Wonder.
Fucking hated that shit.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
CBS, 8 a.m., Adventures of Raggedy Ann and Andy.
No, thank you.
And then NBC, 8 a.m., Kissy Fur.
What is Kissy Fur?
No idea. I got to say, out of these three, I would have gone with Small Wonder.
Yes, no wonder. I would have, yeah.
It's small, a no wonder. Brainer.
All of the other programming is shit.
Yeah.
So stare at that creepy fucking Vicky.
Yep.
Yeah, Small Wonder. Yeah, Raggedy. Okay. I was always creeped out by Raggedy Ann and Andy. So
ABC wins there.
How did you feel about Raggedy Ann and Andy?
Yeah, it was stupid. I hated it.
Oh, let's keep a score.
Okay, yeah. So God ABC.
I need to stop running into my goddamn microphone. So you've got.
We both said ABC on that one.
Do I have a blank piece up here? So ABC wins 1 point for fall of 88.
But one for each of us. Because we two might points. Pick differently. So 2 points.
Two okay. points for ABC.
8:30 a.m.
Okay, so Small World ends. I'm like,
Small
that
Wonder,
was creepy.
Small
but
Wonder.
What
ends.
Did I say?
Small World.
Small Wonder ends. Yeah. Do we got some new Lost World?
No, we got, okay, now we have Land of the Lost, you mean?
That's what I meant.
Yeah. No, that was later. That was 90s. This is 88.
Okay.
Then we had on ABC, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
On NBC?
ABC.
Oh, on ABC. Yeah. I was about to say, yeah.
CBS, Superman.
Superman, the animated series?
No. I don't even know what the fuck
What's
this was.
Superman?
Just Superman. I don't know if it was... It couldn't have been live. It must have been some other shitty Superman cartoon from back then. Maybe it was like old-ass Superman cartoons?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. And oh, I wonder if it was like the old George Reeves Superman.
Maybe. I can't imagine that. Right after Raggedy Ann and Andy? Come on. Okay. To me, it's between ABC and NBC here, because you got ABC with The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
And NBC with Gummy Bears.
I think I stay ABC and go with the Disney programming Winnie the Pooh.
Yep. That's exactly what I would have done, too.
Gummy Bears is tempting, but yeah. I was more of a Care Bears kid myself.
Gross.
My third birthday was a Care Bear birthday.
Oh, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
I always hated Care Bears. All right, so...
I also collected trolls,
ABC
so I'm terrible.
Us. Yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't like Gummy Bears.
Yeah.
I liked it later, like, going back, like, remembering, and I was like, oh, yeah, Gummy Bears was good. But I was way more into Winnie the Pooh.
I missed out on Gummy Bears, and I missed out on Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, fuck Fraggle Rock.
Everybody, like, there's a ton of people that are like, oh my God, Fraggle Rock. And I was like,
yeah.
I never saw it.
I never saw
it.
Okay.
I don't know what you're referencing.
9 a.m.
All right. So we stayed
so far,
loyal
we're still on ABC.
To ABC. We bought all their products.
9 a.m. A second half hour of Winnie the Pooh.
Back to back.
Yeah. That's on ABC.
We're running Winnie the Pooh back to back.
Back to back Winnie the Pooh. On CBS.
It's a Winnie the Pooh block party. Yeah,
that's ABC. On CBS, Muppet Babies.
Ooh.
Ooh. And on NBC, Smurfs.
Damn.
Now, I can tell you right away, for me, Smurfs is out. Fuck Smurfs.
Really? Fuck Smurfs?
Fuck Smurfs. I never gave a fuck about Smurfs.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have picked you for a Smurfs fan.
No, fuck Smurfs. I watched Smurfs when the other two channels had zero to watch.
Because it was animated?
Yeah.
And There was an evil dude.
Yeah, Gargamel.
Yeah, I would.
So, a second half hour of Winnie the Pooh, Muppet Babies, or Smurfs?
I think
it was these tough decisions you had to make as a kid.
I think a half an hour is about enough of Winnie the Pooh, and we could switch over to some fucking Muppet Babies.
That's what I would do too.
So that's CBS?
Muppet Babies. That is CBS.
CBS.
Yeah.
2 points for Muppet Babies. Yeah. Muppet Babies would. I would say that like Winnie the Pooh would almost be like the safe buffer until Muppet Babies came on.
Yes.
You know, and then
exactly
what was 8:30 of CBS?
CBS's 8:30 was Superman.
Superman. I would probably almost catch the last 5 minutes of Superman because I'd be so disinterested in Winnie the Pooh that I'd sit through.
I loved Winnie the Pooh, but I still would switch over to Muppet Babies.
To wait for the very beginning of Muppet Babies.
Yeah. All right. So we got that. So CBS gets 2 points.
Yep.
You got it. Okay.
This is 88.
88. Yep. All right.
88 minutes.
9:30. 9:30 a.m. ABC. Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
This is a rehash of the animated series?
This is the this is still the animated series. They just added the word Slimer before the title. And each episode would have an adventure with the Ghostbusters.
And an adventure with Slimer?
And an adventure with Slimer and some wacky professor guy.
Really?
Yeah. So this was the this is the end of real Ghostbusters, pretty much.
Right.
This is when they Pinky Almira and the brained it up. Yeah.
So that was ABC.
ABC, Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters, CBS, another episode of Muppet Babies.
Okay.
And NBC, another episode of Smurfs.
Hmm. Okay, we're not going NBC here. Perhaps this is why NBC dropped their fucking programming at 92.
I'm guessing. Where do you see some of the rest of this? Me, at this point, I'm switching over to Muppet. I'm staying on Muppet Babies.
You're staying on Muppet Babies?
Yeah. I mean, I love the Ghostbusters, but Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters was bad.
But I'm five. And,
that's true.
And Ghostbusters are awesome, regardless of how well put together.
Five-year-old me might have switched over to Ghostbusters. You know what? I bet he would have, that little shit.
What's your final answer then?
I have to go with my gut and just say Muppet Babies.
You're going to stay Muppet Babies.
I'm going to stay Muppet Babies. Are you switching to Ghostbusters?
I think I'm going
to
switch to Ghostbusters.
Okay. There you go.
But I might have, when one went to commercial, flipped to the other until that went to commercial and then flipped back to the other.
Yeah.
I did that a lot as a kid, too.
Mm.
I would watch like 3/4 of every episode of two different episodes.
Yeah.
Or two different shows.
10 a.m. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Parents are already up.
Yeah.
Probably nagging us. No, we're five. So
yeah, we're still good.
No chores.
10 a.m. ABC, a second half hour of Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
Okay.
CBS, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh. What shit does NBC have?
The Alf cartoon.
Oh. Alf, the animated series.
Yes.
Did that only run in 88? Fall?
it ran in, no. It started in fall of 87.
Wow.
It ended in fall of 8. It ended in spring of 1990.
Wow.
Yeah. After a name change to Alf Tales.
Woohoo.
Alf Tales. Woohoo. Yeah. I'm going Pee-wee's Playhouse for sure.
I was never really into Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse. I'm staying on CBS after Muppet Babies. I'm tuning into Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I think I'm cranking out another Ghostbusters.
All right. So ABC and CBS each get a point there. Now, here's what's interesting. After Ghostbusters at 10:30, on ABC, we had something called Pee-wee's Ragtime Band.
Wait, what? Different Pee-wee?
Pee-wee's Ragtime Band.
Okay, I gotta Google
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we have to Google this.
I gotta Google fucking Pee-wee's Ragtime Band.
Pee-wee's Ragtime Band. Oh, fuck a face. I can't even find it.
You say that was ABC?
Pee-wee's Ragtime Band. Here we go. A young girl revives an old tradition, bringing new life to a dying town.
What?
What the fuck is this? I thought it was Pee-wee Herman. It has nothing to do with him.
It's nothing to do with
Pee-wee
Herman. No, it's
just a different thing.
They picked up... I guarantee they were just like, fuck them. We'll get our own Pee-wee.
Wow.
Let's see. Wow. Are there images of this shit? Is it live action or is it...
There's no images of anything.
Was
wow.
It, so it's a little girl who does what?
She Pee-wee Ragtime bans it. She saves a small town. I don't know.
How? Because she can fucking play ragtime?
I guess. Wow. Okay. Well,
guess what we're not watching?
Yeah. Okay. So, Pee-wee's Ragtime Band.
And then Pippi Longstocking.
No. Then on CBS, Garfield and Friends.
Okay.
Then on NBC, a second half hour of the Elf cartoon.
This is a clear choice.
Garfield and Friends.
Garfield and Friends.
CBS.
Not a big fan of Garfield the comic strip.
No, but the show.
But I liked great. Garfield and Friends.
Yeah. So point. That's me too. Yes.
Which I really thought the Garfield movie would do, like Garfield and Friends.
I'm reading the next one and just laughing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Garfield and Friends wins. Then on NBC, we have.
This is 10:30.
This is 11? Now, this would be now 11.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. NBC switched over to candlepin bowling.
Like actual bowling?
I guess. Candlepin bowling.
Is that like professional bowling?
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Like NBC Sports presents candlepin bowling?
NBC bailed out early. They're like, 11 a.m. bowling.
Look, it's almost the afternoon. Yeah. We got to get to some goddamn sports.
Yeah.
Sell some beer, some cigarettes. In the 80s.
Now, CBS had, Hey, Vern, it's Ernest.
Is that a live action, I'm guessing?
It was a live action Ernest show.
Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern, it's Ernest.
Would Ernest take us on educational trips to, like, the post office? And,
yeah.
Like, a bakery?
Yeah.
Like, Mike Rowe's Dirty Jobs for kids. With just a touch of Huelhauser.
Yeah.
Just a sprinkling of.
A sprinkle
of golly!
Huelhauser. Yeah.
That's amazing.
NBC, 11 a.m. I think this is going to take it. NBC is finally going to get one.
NBC. So ABC had the.
Candlepin bowling.
Candlepin bowling.
CBS had Hey Vern, it's Ernest.
Okay.
NBC had Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Clear winner.
Clear winner.
You know what they could do?
What?
Is during one of those second blocks of those other shows, they could have thrown Alvin earlier,
yeah.
And they would have gotten more viewership.
Yes,
and they
wouldn't
have had to cancel their Saturday morning cartoons in 92.
Yeah. NBC might be winning 11:30 also, okay?
Maybe this is part of their strategy.
Yeah, they picked up this slack at 11.
These other fools, they're not really banking on the kids staying through fucking 4 hours of television.
Yeah.
These other stations, they think 3 hours, that's as much as we can do.
Yeah.
But not here in NBC. We're going to give them shit until that third and fourth hour. Then it's all gold.
ABC at 11:30 has the second half of Candlepin Bowling. That was an hour long.
It was an hour special.
Yeah.
Every week.
CBS has some,
I wonder if that was like the bowling pins are really, really thin.
Like, really, like they're like candle pins.
Really hard.
Really thin bowling.
Really thin bowling.
CBS has something called Flip.
Flip?
Yeah. I'm guessing it's Flip Wilson's live action show. I have no clue. But something called Flip.
Flip?
I can guarantee as a kid I did not watch that.
Maybe it was a gymnastics-based action-y.
NBC. To me, clear winner here.
A second half an hour of Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No. And I forgot this was a thing. And when I'm reading it now, I'm like, holy fuck, I watched this and I loved it.
Murder, She Wrote.
Misadventures of Ed Grimley.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Martin Short's character.
There was like...
it was a cartoon version of Ed Grimley.
I do remember that.
Yep. I think that's the winner.
Saturday Night Live sketch turned animation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely went. I'm not watching this. I'm not watching the second half an hour of Candlepin Bowling. I didn't even watch the first half hour.
2 points for that one? Did you write 2 points?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wait. We got two for the first.
Two for Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And then two for Ed Grimley.
Yeah. And nothing else on NBC.
So at noon, it went to regular programming.
Yeah.
No, nobody else.
Yeah.
All right.
Noon, all three channels showed Soul Train. I'm assuming.
Or some sort of version of Soul Train.
Yeah. So who's our winner?
That's where Dean would just, he would sleep in past all of that shit. Catch
to
the,
watch Soul Train.
Catch the end of Ed Grimley to watch Soul Train.
Yeah. And then he based his wardrobe off of Ed Grimley.
Oh, good. Ed Grimley's on. That means Soul Train's coming up.
Yeah.
all right. Well, NBC, while it made a strong push at the end, only got 4 points from us.
And that was two shows then.
It only took us for an hour.
Yeah.
CBS and ABC are neck and neck.
Really?
Neck and neck.
Okay.
CBS has 5 points. ABC just edged it out.
Oh, really?
6 points.
6 points.
6 points.
So ABC's the winner.
ABC takes cake.
Nice. Good job, ABC. You just won Cum Dancers.
ABC, you are King Gig of the Week.
Yeah, you're Gig of the Week.
Oh, man.
Okay. We have time. We could do another.
If you want.
Yeah, let's do another.
Right.
Okay. Why don't we...
So in 88, we're watching ABC. We are ABC loyalist.
Yeah.
But half the time we're watching CBS.
Skipping around, yeah.
And then if we're not pulled away by some kid knocking on our door...
At 11, we exclusively switch to NBC.
Yeah, and then probably stay with that because NBC Sports carries over for our, whoever else is watching
TV.
Well,
that's when I then just try to entertain myself because I couldn't give a fuck about sports when I was a kid.
So what should we jump to the last on the list, the 90, spring 90?
Okay, yeah, let's go to spring of 90.
90.
Now, this is, we're a little bit older, but we ain't much wiser.
We're now 7.
Yeah. Yeah, there's 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Spring of 1990. Now, fall of 1990 is when Fox premiered. No, excuse me. They already premiered. That's when their Fox Kids premiered. Fall of 1990.
Okay.
So it's not on this. Okay. 1990.
And revolutionized.
Yeah.
Fucking. They dropped fucking Tiny Toons shortly after that.
Tiny Toons, Eek the Cat. Like, they would win a lot of this shit if they were on here.
Yeah, I would say the 90s.
X-Men.
The 90s was the dawn of better animation from a brand new show, a brand new network.
Yeah. Okay. ABC.
No wonder NBC ducked out. They're like, you know what? Fuck Fox. We're just not going to compete anymore. We were barely competing with ABC and NBC in the 80s. All right, 90.
ABC.
We just woke up. We got our cereal.
8 a.m.
Maybe we've made ourselves some toast.
Yeah. ABC, 8 a.m. Pup named Scooby-Doo.
That's ABC?
ABC. A pup named Scooby-Doo. That's where they're all kids.
Okay.
CBS. Dink the Little Dinosaur.
Not to be confused with Denver, the Last Dinosaur.
Exactly. I have no memory of this.
Okay.
And then NBC, Alf Tales. Woo-hoo.
Oh, God.
Yeah. NBC stuck with Alf.
Looks like ABC is taking an early lead here.
ABC with Pup Named Scooby-Doo, early lead.
Pup Named Scooby-Doo. I remember watching that show a tremendous amount. I remember thinking, this isn't as good as the other Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
But I did watch it.
Now
with Scrappy-Doo. No, Scrappy-Doo was later.
Scrappy, yeah, I don't know. Scrappy was actually earlier.
Earlier.
Yeah.
And the New Adventures of Scooby-Doo. I don't know. Fuck it.
No, he was earlier than that. I don't know. Fucking, who cares? Scrappy-Doo sucks.
A pup named Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, be-doo, be-doo, be-doo. All right. ABC, 8:30 a.m. We had a little channel switch here. Disney's Gummy Bears.
Oh.
And moved from NBC to ABC.
They all right.
They acquired their property back.
The gummy bears did.
Yeah,
okay.
Gummy bears.
It's now Disney's Gummy Bears.
Disney's Gummy Bears. Okay. It was back then, too.
But, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, ABC bought... I mean, Disney bought ABC. Did they buy that at this time?
I don't know.
Or was that much later?
I don't know. Probably. Who cares? CBS 830. California Raisins.
The California Raisins?
There was a show, apparently. Claymation, I guess.
No, it was probably animated. I can't imagine they would have done Claymation for a Saturday morning cartoon.
NBC. This is where the decision gets tough for me. Do I stick with ABC and Gummy Bears?
Which you weren't willing to watch when you were five.
Well, because I liked Winnie the Pooh more.
Right.
Or do I switch over to NBC and watch Camp Candy?
Oh, Camp Candy all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Camp Candy all day.
Camp Candy. Camp Candy, I remember, like, there was a weird time in this time where, like, every, like, funny actor was getting their own children's show.
Yeah.
Or comedian. There was Camp Candy. Martin Short had, well, Ed Grimley, we just talked about. Rick Moranis had one called Gravedale High, which was he was the principal of a school filled with monster kids. Mm-hmm. Probably inspired my recurring dreams.
Yes, probably.
Roseanne had a show at one point called like Little Rosie.
I remember that. Yeah, terrible.
And then a little bit later, we got Life with Louie, which was Louie Anderson's show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking Howie Mandel had Bobby's World.
Yeah.
And then eventually, yeah, like The Mask, Ace Ventura, like when Jim Carrey hit the scene and he was a human cartoon, so they just made cartoons off of every one of his characters that he never voiced.
Yeah. There was even a Dumb and Dumber cartoon. There was a Dumb and Dumber cartoon, a Mask cartoon, and an Ace Ventura cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad there wasn't a Cable Guy one.
Cable Guy!
Yeah. All right, so Camp Candy wins there. NBC, 2 points. You got it?
NBC dose points for the 8:30 slot.
Yeah.
Camp Candy.
9 a.m.
Look at NBC stepping up their game.
Yeah, look at that.
Little did they know that Fox was just around the corner and going to kick the shit out of them.
Fudge is made. ABC, 9 a.m., Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Right after Gummy Bears, their old rival.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That now they're joined forces.
They've joined forces.
Instead of doing a block of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
They've got Gummy Bears as a lead-in to Winnie the Pooh.
Exactly.
Nicely played, ABC.
CBS, sticking with what's fucking good. They did not change here after fucking 2 years. Muppet Babies.
Still running the Muppet Babies.
Still running the Muppet Babies.
Go Henson Corporation.
Yeah. NBC, another possible dark horse, because I remember watching this show.
Mm.
Not as famous as Muppet Babies, much like Camp Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Captain N, the Game Master.
I am not familiar with that.
This is the show where a kid gets sucked into the video game world, the Nintendo world, and he teams up with Nintendo characters to fight common enemies. So it was
this
him.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I cannot picture it.
It was him, Mega Man, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan
from the wrestling games.
Really?
Bigfoot the monster truck, and I think Contra or some shit. I gotta say, Muppet Babies still wins.
Yeah, Muppet Babies.
Yeah. All right.
And as we hit 9:30, we're in a tie. We've hit all major networks.
Yeah. 9:30. ABC. Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
Still
going.
Still got Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
Still was Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
Which won 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, not in our... Which won in 88?
Yeah. CBS, 9:30. Second half of Muppet Babies.
They're still rocking the Muppet Babies.
Still
block.
Rocking Muppet
it's
Babies.
Their most popular franchise.
NBC. NBC's all dark horses right now. Karate Kid.
The animated?
There was a Karate Kid cartoon.
Karate Kid cartoon?
Yeah. Karate Kid. Again, it's these obscure cartoons where it's like, but I do remember seeing that.
I don't remember seeing the Karate Kid cartoon
I
at
remember
all.
The Karate Kid cartoon.
I think I think I stay on Muppet Babies.
I believe I do too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
CBS. Now, last time you switched to Ghostbusters.
Yes, but I've tired of how poorly written the storylines are.
Slimer. Yeah, shit. Yeah.
I'm, you know what? It's sort of a toss up.
10 a.m. We're at 10 a.m. now.
Okay.
Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters still going.
Okay.
On ABC. CBS goes to Pee Wee's Playhouse again.
Okay.
NBC goes to Smurfs. This time slot did not change in 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. 2 years ago, it was the Alf cartoon right there instead of Smurfs. Out of these three, I'm going Pee Wee.
You're going Pee Wee's Playhouse. So you're saying CBS.
I bet I know what Corey's going to do. He's going to switch over and watch the second half of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'll catch Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because Pee Wee's Playhouse is uninteresting to me as a child.
Okay.
It's weird, though, because like, I've seen the like Pee Wee's Playhouse stand-up special now as an adult.
Yeah.
And can't imagine why they were like, no, let's make this an actual kids show.
Yeah.
Like mirrors on their shoes so they could see up the ladies' dresses.
Masturbation and, hand joke.
Like, oh, man. Okay.
10:30. To me, this is a toss-up between two of them. And I'm curious which one you go with. I think I have a clear winner here for me.
Okay.
But I'm curious which one you'll pick.
This is 10:30?
10:30.
Okay.
ABC, Beetlejuice.
Hmm.
CBS, Garfield and Friends.
Ooh.
NBC, Smurfs again.
You know what, Doc? The struggle is real. I remember being torn.
Yeah.
Like, I have... As soon as you mentioned those two next to each other... I brought back feelings of being torn,
Garfield,
torn as a child that, I wanted to watch both of those. God.
Now
damn.
Here's the thing though, because when you're a kid and you have access to the TV guide, you can make decisions based off of what comes later.
Right.
Garfield and Friends airs again right after Beetlejuice. So the Garfield and Friends is an hour long block.
Right.
So you could watch Beetlejuice and then watch the second Garfield and Friends.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I remember really liking the Beetlejuice cartoon.
It was so good.
That opening with the roller coaster.
The opening's
from hell,
great.
And it turns into him as a snake and oh man.
It's showtime.
Yeah, I think I go with Beetlejuice. I jump to ABC.
Me too, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is winner. Okay. 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
ABC, Bugs Bunny and Tweety. Now, this was just airing old cartoons.
Old Looney Tunes.
Yeah, old Looney Tunes. Airing old Looney Tunes.
On ABC.
Can't go wrong there. CBS, the second Garfield and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or NBC, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I think... While I like Alvin and the Chipmunks, I think I find more entertainment out of old Looney Tunes cartoons.
I'll tell you what I went with here. I know myself.
I'm going ABC.
I would have switched over to Garfield and Friends.
Really?
I would have.
You wouldn't have watched the Looney Tunes.
I watched Looney Tunes. I liked Looney Tunes, but I watched it pretty much when all current, because I knew it was old.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it when there was nothing else.
I see.
It was like a go-to, like I Love Lucy reruns.
I got you.
Yeah. I would have switched to Garfield. Garfield beat Alvin and the Chipmunks to me back then.
So you're going to CBS.
I'm going to CBS for Garfield.
Okay.
ABC.
This is 11:30.
11:30. The last half hour.
I want you to know right now, ABC and CBS are tied.
Okay. I think it's going to come down between them. Okay, here we go. ABC, 11:30, more Bugs and Tweety.
Okay.
Again, old Looney Tunes.
An hour block of Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's an hour block of Looney Tunes.
Okay.
CBS, Better Your Home.
What?
Sorry, CBS, you bailed out early.
They put that on at 11:30?
11:30, Better Your Home.
Wow.
Sorry, CBS, you just fucking lost.
They were like, we got to put some programming on for the housewives that are there with their children watching these cartoons.
So it's going to come back.
I don't know why they're like old New York guys that are running these networks.
Yeah. It's going to come down to ABC or NBC here.
Okay.
I know what I would pick. ABC is the Bugs and Tweety.
Right.
NBC, Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, not a cartoon.
No, but neither was Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Or yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or Small Wonder.
Yeah.
God damn it! I think NBC wins.
Yeah, NBC.
Their first like real statement.
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, for me that's what it was too. All about Saved by the Bell. Who wins this round?
Well, NBC again only took an hour of our time.
Okay.
They got 4 points. We are tied 6-6.
NBC,
ABC, and CBS.
So they need to come dance.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to come dance them.
How are we settling them?
I'm going to read selected shows from other years on both networks that weren't already said.
Okay.
So I'm just going to randomly pick. ABC show that wasn't already said, Flintstones Kids.
Ooh.
And CBS show that wasn't already said, Teen Wolf cartoon.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I vote Flintstones Kids only because at that age,
yeah,
I wouldn't have known Teen Wolf.
I vote Teen Wolf cartoons. We're going to need to do another one. We're going to need to do another one. Oh, man. Okay. ABC show that has not already been said. Pound Puppies.
Pound Puppies. Solid show.
Yeah. NBC show that hasn't already been said.
NBC, CBS.
Oh, yeah. You're right. CBS show that hasn't already been said. I almost said the wrong fucking thing. That would have been stupid. Dennis the Menace. Cartoon, not that live action black and white shit.
I owned a stuffed Pound Puppy. I have to go with Pound Puppies.
I also go with Pound Puppies.
ABC.
ABC ones.
ABC
won both rounds.
Yeah.
ABC was the place for children's Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Until Fox came along.
Until Fox came along. And spoiled it for everybody.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Fox, great cartoons, bad news.
Yeah, Fox, oh, man.
So that was our replacement. That was pretty much our replacement Nerdagories.
Yeah, that took up enough time.
Yeah, I think we're at time now, right?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, goddamn, we watched a lot of... And then ABC eventually gave way to WB Kids for me. Once we got into the
WB
90s.
Kids. Yeah, because they had Animaniacs.
The late 90s. So, like, I probably jumped over to Fox for Tiny Toons and all those until Steven Spielberg took his whole team over to Channel 5,
yeah.
WB.
Yeah.
And then did Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain.
Right.
The Tweety and Sylvester Mysteries.
Well,
and
why would you even mention that?
I'm just saying those were also part of that block.
Right.
Hysteria.
Freakazoid,
yeah. All of those shows were definitely sort of in the prime of my, like, cartoon-watching era.
Yeah.
I was surprised to not see Ninja Turtles show up on that list. Was that 87?
It might have been, yeah, too early. Let me see here. I didn't fucking close it all the way I did.
What about Street Sharks?
That was 90s, for sure.
Maybe Ninja Turtles was 92. Maybe it was 90, 91.
No, I believe it was, like, 80-something. Wait, when was the movie? The movie was like 89.
90 and 91 were 1 and 2, I think.
Was the cartoon before the movie?
I think so. I thought they made the cartoon... I mean, they made the movie because of the popularity of the cartoon.
Let me see if I can find it, if Ninja Turtles appears on here anywhere.
Yeah, I want to say Ninja Turtles is probably like 87 to 89. But we went through 88 and nothing.
I'm not seeing Ninja Turtles.
Anywhere?
No. My Pet Monster. Remember that show? Little Clowns of Happy Town? That sounds terrifying.
Maybe it was 91? I don't know.
Mighty Mouse?
Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
My dad would record Mighty Mouse on the VCR.
Yeah.
And so that I would watch Mighty Mouse after schools.
I don't remember. Popeye and Son. Hello Kitty's Furry Tale Theater. There is some fucking... Holy shit! ABC, 88, 10 a.m., Out of This World.
What ABC?
ABC, that is spring of 88, Out of This World at 10 a.m., competing against PB's Playhouse and ALF.
What year?
88, spring.
I remember that show.
Well, yeah, of course, everyone's remembers Out of This World. And then all after it was Small Wonder. They were sister shows.
Hold on. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ran fucking 10 seasons.
Wow. When did it start?
Number of episodes, 193. How is this not on the fucking list, man?
Right.
87 to 92.
Maybe it didn't air Saturdays.
92 to 96, different. And then the distributor changed 87, 95 to 95 to 96. Syndication, CBS. From, oh, okay.
What?
It was in syndication from 1988 to 1993, so it wasn't on a major wasn't picked up by a major network.
Oh,
until 1990, CBS picked it up and ran it until 1997.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Let's see what kind of shit they fucking early
known as Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Yeah,
in some European countries.
In 79, they were watching Fang Face, Scooby's All-Stars, Challenge of the Super Friends, and Kids World on ABC. CBS was Popeye, Bugs Bunny Roadrunner, and Tarzan Super 7. And NBC was...
Where's all the Hanna-Barbera stuff?
Alvin and the Chipmunks was in 79. Wow.
Yeah, it's old, man.
Yeah. Fantastic Four... Godzilla, the cartoon. Something just called Daffy Duck. Get Off Your Block, and then News. That was 79.
Weekend edition.
Yeah, and a lot of these were like long, like Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner was an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah, Tarzan and Super 7 was also an hour and a half.
The fuck? They're just like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't do do like an hour and a half. Can you do an hour and a half of cartoons?
It's spring of 80. NBC had something called Super Globetrotters.
It's a spinoff of the Globetrotters' successful run on the Scooby-Doo series.
NBC had a show called Godzilla and Dino-Mutt.
And Dino-Mutt?
Yeah. NBC also had Fred and Barney Meet the Shmoo.
What?
For an hour and a half. And then Daffy
An
Duck.
Hour and a half of yes. Fred and Barney Meet the Shmoo?
Meet the Shmoo.
What could they possibly have...
Something else called Casper and the Angels. These are all fucking weird shit. Heathcliff and Marmaduke as one show. Fawns. A show called
The Fawns?
Fawns.
Like from Happy Days?
Yeah, I believe this was his cartoon.
He had a cartoon?
It was called Fonzie and the Happy Days Gang.
Hmm.
He had a dog named Cool McCool, and they like traveled through time and space.
Really?
It was Doctor Who. It was weird.
In a jukebox that's bigger on the inside?
Yeah. Richie Rich, Scooby, and Scrappy-Doo was a show. They would just package two cartoons together. Heathcliff and Dingbat.
Oh, maybe it's like Garfield and Friends.
Yeah, they would just show like
where they would
two
run
cartoons
like
together.
An 11-minute segment of one, 11-minute segment of the other.
Tarzan, Lone Ranger, Zorro for an hour. That was one thing.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Tarzan, Lone Ranger, and Zorro.
Yeah, that was like one show.
Okay.
Pac-Man, Little Rascals, Richie Rich, one show for an hour.
Wow.
Sylvester and Tweety, Daffy and Speedy. All right, that's enough. Plugs?
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter at DocuWeets. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/DocuWeets. And I'm on the Shy Kids podcast. Oh, Two Fat Daleks, my Doctor Who podcast.
Two Fat Daleks.
Yes. And that's it.
Soon to have major celebrities on a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
special.
Sure.
you got to start asking now.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my record label at Arcadian Records. Go to arcadianrecords.com for all your Arcadian Records needs. Go buy Irimi from Jeff Martin and look out for new releases coming soon.
Yeah.
From other artists.
Sure.
If you will. As always, you can contact the show here at The Shy Kids by emailing us. What is the email address?
comments@theshykids.com.
That's true. Or we have a Facebook page.
Facebook.com/TheShyKids.
What about Twitter? How can they get us on Twitter?
At Shy Kids Podcast.
There you go.
That's the one that's different.
Yep. Go check out our new website soon.
Soon.
Maybe by the time this airs.
Maybe.
It'll be up.
TheShyKids.com.
Yes. Aside from that, listen on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you might get your podcasts. And be sure to leave a review.
On iTunes.
Yeah. It would be nice. It helps our rankings.
Yeah.
Dear
iTunes, the Shy Kids podcast stinks because one of the members left.
Five stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're eager like us and you want to hear it before anybody else can download it, you can do so. How?
On morelikeradio.com. I actually forgot how for a second. morelikeradio.com. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right after It's All About Me.
Featuring your two Fed Daleks co-host, Rorschach.
Rorschach.
And Holly. So that's it.
It's
first official
Deanless show where we're not talking about Dean not being here the whole time.
Yeah.
And still right now.
The only review I got back from that show was sad.
It was.
It was very sad.
Yeah.
Oh, way to end on a high note. And remember.
But Best of Dean was really good.
Best of Dean was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cranked that in my living room and spent the rest of my morning with...
Sobbing.
Just crying.
Yeah.
But forcing my entire family listen to Best of Dean.
You listen and see how... You hear how good this is.
Hear the joy in his voice.
Yeah.
Hear it. Really hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe next week we'll have
a sit-in
potential
person.
Sit-in, special guest.
Maybe.
Seeing how that works out, we'll see.
Yeah.
Until then, as always, remember.
This never happened.
Yeah, you feel like a big man now.
Yeah, I'm a big, big, tough man with little ball.